Inaugural weekend, the president entering his second term with the highest approval rating in 3 years. We're joined by Paul Bedard, the Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner. Paul, welcome. What do the polls show?
Yeah, happy official inauguration day. Well, Gallup has him still hovering around 50, although last week he budged up to 52%, which, believe it or not, is his best approval rating since 2010, early 2010, late 2009. John Zogby, whose polls seem to be a little bit more favorable to Obama, have him at 56%. So clearly, he's on a roll. Probably why you're seeing the Republicans kind of back down a little bit on the debt crisis, and not as hopeful, of course, as it was on his first inauguration day when he was well into the 60s, but still better.
I bet he'd like to match former President Ronald Reagan, who he's often referred to during his first term as the transformational president, and he would like to be transformative as Reagan was, and he was at 62% entering his second term.
No doubt about it. I mean, the president does have a legacy already. I mean, not just being the first African-American, but with the passage of Obamacare. And the economy's starting to brighten. There's a lot of feeling inside the White House that this could be kind of like, well, maybe the second term of the Clinton administration, where, you know, the economy exploded and everybody gives the president credit for that.
Let me ask you about second terms, Paul. It might be instructive because history shows us second terms for presidents can sometimes be problematic. Sometimes they don't live up to, the glories of the first. What about a second term for President Obama? What do you think we can expect?
Well, you know, Dick, they're not unusual anymore, right? We've had three presidents in a row who've been reelected. In the case of Bill Clinton, his second term, the beginning of it, at least, was pretty good. You know, you had welfare reform and you had a balanced budget. And then, of course, you had even more scandals with the Lewinsky affair. For President George W. Bush, you know, his high point was his reelection. And some people worry that that may be the issue here with President Obama, although he does, of course, have a broad agenda of gun control, immigration reform, and, of course, you know, trying to deal with the deficit. But, you know, he's got a little bit of a trouble because he has a Congress that just doesn't want to play ball with him.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner.